Everyone, it's Christian Fuchs here. I would like to say a big thank you to our fans and keep having our back for the upcoming Premier League season as well as the Europa League. Keep watching Leicester Fan TV. They have the latest news and they keep you up to date on leicesterfantv.com. So stay tuned and thanks for your support.
Morning all, how the devil are you? Are you all happy? Are we all well? Are we all very excited? Because now we are FA Cup winners for the first time in 137 years. So I think we better get this show started.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feedmean, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.
Champions, come on, Leicester. That's what we wanted yesterday. First time in 137 years we got our name on that trophy. Absolutely fantastic. To be honest, I'm trying to work up a bit of a hangover off here. It's a little bit sore this morning. My throat's going, so I'm just carrying on. If my voice goes, Jack will have to take over in a minute. Let's bring Jack in first. Morning, Jack. How the devil are you, pal?
Come on, the boys, man. Get in there.
You look like Papa Smurf, Jack.
Don't matter. I enjoyed yesterday, Wembley yesterday. That Tillemans goal. Chelsea left the space and then bang. It hummed straight where it hurts. And what a goal. My days. Wait, left his foot. Yeah, you knew where that was going. And Kepa stood no chance in saving that. And, you know, fully deserved. Chilwell scored. Celebrated like a maniac. And then to be ruled out by VAR. If you watch the video, I'll put it up on Facebook. So check it out.
What an absolute shame, wasn't it, that Chilwell had that goal? Well, it was actually given as a Wes Morgan. It was given as a Wes Morgan own goal to start off with, weren't it, pal?
Was it?
So what time did you get back last night, then, pal?
12 o'clock.
12 o'clock. What was it like on the bus on the way there? Was it on the way back? Was it all right? Enjoyable?
Yeah. People had quite a lot of conversations and that. It was like when we left Wembley, all my days, it were all like electric and that coming out.
Neil, but hold on a minute. Neil Burns just put, do I love VAR? I still think it's a bag of shit, but for 90 minutes yesterday, I absolutely loved it, but I'm not changing my mind over it, unfortunately. So yeah, I still hate it, but I loved it yesterday, Neil. Niall. So see, my eyesights are going as well, Niall. Sorry, I think that's all the beer talking. But yeah, what an absolutely crazy day, wasn't it? Let's bring Mark in as well. I've got quite a few there. How are you, Mark? You all right? How's it going?
Yeah, good, mate. How are you? How are you, Jack?
Good. Good.
What was it like in sunny Norfolk?
Well, I was out in the garden. My next-door neighbour's a Leeds fan, and my other next-door neighbour is a Norwich fan, and I was giving it large, so I was well happy.
What did you do to celebrate? Run up and down, or just being just
bottle of cider, mate, everywhere.
A bottle of cider everywhere.
Well, cheap as chips, isn't it? I ain't going to waste champagne.
It is cheap as chips, isn't it? I'll bring Adi in now. I've got a few. I'll tell you what. I'll bring. All right, Adi, how the devil are you, pal? Are you good?
Morning, Jamie. Top of the morning to you.
Morning. I'm going to bring Lox and Gray in as well. So hopefully the old StreamYard takes it. Lox, I thought you were yawning then for a minute, pal.
No.
You got your lucky shirt on there, have you now?
Mate, I'm never taking it off, mate. I did it again. I couldn't find it, mate. I couldn't find it in the first half. So I rummaged around at half time, got it on, and obviously, yeah. So
let's bring you. Oh, Gray, you're right, pal.
Morning, everybody.
You sound remarkably sober. I thought you'd have been still in bed, hung over somewhere.
Mate, I am still in my pit. Don't worry about that.
Oh God! I mean, I don't. I'm glad you put t-shirts on. He's decent to put t-shirts on.
Bo, do you remember our phone call last night, Jamie?
Oh, I remember it. Do you? Yeah, my phone went bonkers. My Facebook and phone went absolutely bonkers. I'm going to bring in Zach from America. Morning, Zach.
Morning, guys.
Morning, Zach.
It must be very early in the morning there.
Yes, it's just a little bit after 4 o'clock in the morning.
You're doing well, pal. You're doing
Jamie,
well.
Jamie was still out then, weren't you, Jamie? Walking the streets of Alcudia.
I was a good boy. I was back in by 11 o'clock. It was great. Let's just bring Ross in as well. Oh, God, Ross, you're not going to be ill on us here.
Yeah. Ross, do you want to fry up, mate? Do you want to fry up?
I just had one.
Do you want to have your salad, Ross? What was it like being American Fox watching it over there?
So the match was at like 11:15 in the morning for us. So the biggest part was trying to find a place that would open for us to go watch it. So I got there with my wife and then a couple other lesser supporters and their partners came in. We also got joined by a Southampton supporter. And for us to be able to watch that match, be able to go see us lift the trophy, the first time in club history, it was just pretty exciting. We even outnumbered people that were supposed to be watching like college baseball. We had people come up to us, like shake our hands, buy us drinks. Just like a huge atmosphere that my voice is still gone from pretty much cheering for all the 90 minutes, all the singing, clapping. It was a very exciting moment for us. It's also just other supporters in the States, or no matter if they found the club after the title winning season or they've been following all their lives, they just absolutely love to hear. And a lot of people have been celebrating all into the night.
Oh, I know that feeling. Stephen Price has just made a very good comment. I didn't realise it until now.
Yeah.
The 63rd minute, it would have been VGI's age, wouldn't it? He'd have been 63 this year. So yeah. I never realised that. How appropriate is that? What a time to score. Ada, what Hello. Question for you? Yes. Matters. Do you think it was right?
To have... I thought it was the right decision to not start with him. I'm happy with that. I thought it was the right choice. Perez, you know, got stuck in. I thought his work rate was excellent. When he brought him on, to me, a player that's coming into a game, an FA Cup final, you want to run your guts out, don't you? You want to put an effort in, a shift in. But for me, he never got out of second gear. He didn't seem to close down greatly. He didn't contribute much. And the first nearest chance he got to some form of contact, he went down. Now, I'm not the biggest of fans, obviously. He's done what he's done. That's in the past and such. But I just think that he needs to sort of get a bit of a level head. I think he thinks he's Beckham and he's not. Yeah. On his day, he can play a ball. Yeah, don't get me wrong. But he's very inconsistent for me. I do think he's got one eye on potential move. I don't think he's shown the qualities that we'd expect of him since a bit of a disciplinary issue. And for me, he didn't contribute 100% like all them other guys did out there yesterday. And to see that picture of him with Top, Vardy, the Cup and him, I thought, well, I like three of the things in that picture, but he's there celebrating like he's done something immense in that performance. I think he did for me. He let me down a little bit. But then somebody cropped the picture and I liked it. So that's great.
Morning, Josh. Josh, all the way. Jono first. You're from up in Newcastle, but Josh this morning is the furthest one away. I think he even beat Zach. Josh is in. Is it Sydney, Josh, or is it Perth?
Yeah, just north of Sydney, mate.
Yeah. How are you, pal? What was it like in Australia?
It was awesome, mate. I couldn't sleep for about 5 or 6 hours after the game. I had 2 hours sleep last night, so it's all good, though. Buzzing all day, mate.
Mate, you've had a good day today, haven't you? I bet you've been able to enjoy this your Sunday.
Been awesome, mate.
You related?
No.
Oh, just same surname.
It's the same surname, pal. I know it's early in the morning, Locke. She spotted that one well, pal, you did.
Is it long-lost son, Jamie?
That long-lost son, it could be. You never know. Jono, what was it like for you up there in Newcastle? I know we spoke to you before the game, but what was it like after, during and after?
Joining, the mate was with me. Obviously, it was buzzing. Like, well, I'll tell you what. After Johnny Evans got injured, I took off my Rugby League blue top to a pink one. And asked my dad when it happened. And then after that, we won. So, again, it's my shirt change that won us the game. I was just so happy. It's just brilliant match overall. And again, 63rd minute, I didn't know that. That was
a... You know what? I didn't. That's a hell of a stat, that is.
That is. And just watching him celebrate with the players was just... so emotional, like it was just nice to watch.
Yeah, yeah. Great. When you saw Wes Morgan coming on, what did you think?
It's a family show, Jamie.
Yeah, I know.
I panicked. I won't lie, I did panic, but he's done it for a reason, and he's put a cart horse on to just get in there and defend and head, because the balls were going to come in. And he come in, done the job. It's probably his last game he's going to play for the club. And what a great serving captain. He's had 10 minutes in an FA Cup final. He's lifted the FA Cup with us, and he's lifted the Premier League trophy as well. So, do you know what? Fair play to PR for doing that, I think.
Yeah, yeah. Do you think he did it to snuff out the threat of Giroud?
I think so. I do, yes. Yeah. I personally do, yeah.
So do we think it was a sentimental reason, or do we think it was a tactical
reason? Both.
I think it was a bit of both, Aidy, to be honest.
Did anyone actually think that he would actually get on?
Yes.
It nearly cost us, didn't it?
So I looked at the lineup, and I thought, well, he's brought him on, he's club captain, end of his career type sort of thing, but I never envisaged him coming on.
He could have brought on a Marty for that fray.
If he'd brought a Marty on, mate, I would have been having more palpitations.
Locks, you know how I love a bit of VAR now and again. What did you think of the decision?
I think VAR, something about the VAR. My boy spotted that before me last night.
Well, you would have had about 4 pints inside, wouldn't you, by then? You wouldn't be able to see a thing. Lock, so you know I love VAR. It actually worked for us yesterday, didn't it, pal?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's helped Leicester more than it's gone against Leicester, I think, personally, you know, since it's been implemented. But I get why people don't like it. But for me, like, with the offsides, technically, if you're offside, you're offside. I think, you know, it's harsh. It's harsh to the teams that it goes against, but... if you're talking about a fair game, it is fair. Especially the offside part of it. Obviously, sometimes like the sending offs, they can be a bit kind of controversial. But yeah, the offside, mate, it was offside. His shoulder was offside, so he was offside, and it went for us.
Poor Chilwell.
I said as soon as a goal went in, you just thought. Anyone but him. But now that it's happened and we know what happened, I was like, you know what? I'm glad it was him. I'm glad it was him, and it was ruled out. It was beautiful.
I mean, apparently, there's some Chelsea fans think that we weren't the better team and we should never have won. And I think it's just bittersweet, really.
Personally, I think it was a very even game. It wasn't the best final, but finals are never very good. They're always scrappy affairs. And I think it was more even than Leicester were better.
Second half was great from the footballing side of thing. First half, it was what it was. Cagey affair. No one wanting to really do much. But second half, it all come out. And you can see from kickoff, we were already sat up higher looking to push. So
It was a great
tactical move from BR, in my opinion.
Yeah. Josh, Kasper's saves, them two saves, they absolutely were world-class saves, right? Because I thought they were both goals, to be honest.
Unbelievable, especially the Mount one, the second one. That was world-class save. Unbelievable. But I don't know about you guys, the best thing for me was watching it on the TV was not having the fake crowd noise.
Mm. Yeah. Oh, I hate that so much.
Agreed.
So good not to have to listen to that rubbish.
Did it have any fake crowd noise?
Yeah,
I didn't see you, Jack. I was looking for you, but I couldn't see. I saw one person on TV I knew, but I didn't see you, Jack.
The crowd.
So you turned out like a sore thumb looking like that.
I can just hear it.
Well up for it. But the fans, Ross, fantastic.
Ross,
Dave, it must have been a really good experience for you, Jack.
Yeah.
At your age, to witness that and to be there.
That's it. I spoke to a guy from the 1969 final yesterday. I got an interview with him. He said it's joyous. I said, 52 years on, Leicester again in the final. First time we could win it. He said, oh, yeah, absolutely fantastic. He said, I hope we win it today. I said, yeah, 52 years we've been waiting for this. So it could be going. 137 years it's gone for us now. And now we've actually got all the English top competitions now and we've won it all. So the fans yesterday, superb. Fantastic atmosphere, entertainment at its finest in Chelsea. We're just quiet. Pride of London.
Don't say it too loud, Jack. Some Spurs fans might hear and get upset.
Oh, we finished first. They ain't even won the FA Cup, have they?
No. Ross, what was it like in the Blues Bar yesterday, Ross?
Oh, it was insane. Absolutely Sounds insane. you're not kidding. Honestly, I don't know what was the louder cheer, the goal or the VAR decision. Because it was honestly, it was insane, but it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. Let's be honest, it couldn't happen to a nicer guy. You know, if it was anybody else, it would have been still funny, but not as funny as this. The fact that Leicester have won a trophy before Ben Chilwell and Harry Maguire. And let's be honest, if Harry Kane stayed at Leicester, he would have won three trophies.
Well, he would have. They left
to win trophies. Grass ain't always greener, is it?
No, it isn't. See, Zach, Chilwell left, didn't he, to win trophies? And he was standing there on the pitch watching, wasn't he, Zach? And
he just didn't looked, he get
one of those yeah, from what I was able to see, he was just like, he just kind of stood there just going, okay, now what? Seeing his former teammates like lifting the FA Cup.
How good was Thomas?
Say again, Jono.
He wanted like to play football, but he then started for Chelsea in the match. That says it all, doesn't it?
He did. Josh, what were you just saying? It was good.
Thomas was so good. I thought it was really solid. FA Cup final, 20-year-old, he played what, 15 first team games for us? It was amazing.
Just while we're talking about different players, who was everyone's man of the match? Lox, we'll start with you. Who did you think was man of the match?
It's a tough one. Obviously, Schmeichel with those two saved, you know, you could say they've won us the game, really. But I'm going to go with Fofana, mate. I thought he was incredible throughout the whole game, especially Evans going off. Like, that can unsettle the back three. Soyuncu, just getting nervous with him on the ball a little bit. Obviously, in the first half, he kind of sliced that clearance and all that. But no, Fofana, especially when Evans went off, because that can really unsettle. That could destabilise the back line. But I think he was incredible from start to finish. So Fofana's my man of the match.
Jack, who would you go for?
Luke Thomas. I thought he had a fantastic game yesterday for a 20-year-old as well, with not much experience in the game, but he put on an experienced head yesterday. Look how well he dealt with Werner and ZF and people like that. And they were Neil Burton off Jamie, who spoke to me yesterday from the 1969 final.
So, was it? Are you just
Neil Burton? Give him a shout out.
You mean this Neil Burton? That one?
Neil Burton off. Yeah. Fantastic bloke. Spoke well. And yeah, hope you enjoyed the game.
Mark, who was your man of the match then?
I'd probably say Youri Tielemans. Because he bossed the midfield. He didn't get suckered in, and what a goal!
Yeah. AD, who would be your man of the match?
I'd go with Fofana, but big shout outs for Castagna. I thought he got moved around and slotted in nicely and adapted very well. I also thought that Luke Thomas, again, a young kid coming in at his age, FA Cup final, big style, big Charlie Chelsea, and he had a great game. Did not put a foot wrong. And I would like to think a fantastic long-term prospect to the club.
Yeah, great. Man of the match for you, pal.
I'm going to say Kasper, but everyone like I said on Loxie's show Friday, everyone needs to come and put a shift in. And boy, did they. The starting 11, couldn't fault them. But for me, Casper's go-go gadget hands wins it for me.
Yeah, Zach, what about you, pal?
I'm also going to have to go with Kasper Schmeichel's, like, especially with the second save that, like, if we try to do that save with our own hands, it's like, well, our wrist would snap in half. Yeah. I really think he definitely kept us in the game as much as possible.
Yeah, Jono, what about you, pal? Man of the match?
Apart from Perez, everyone has a case for winning man of the match. It was just that grand performance. Guardi pumped them all up, pumped the crowd up. Everyone, indeed, he was putting in challenges. I thought, oh my God, don't get sent off sort of challenges. Like, but it just showed they wanted it. But my man of the match.
Josh, who would you go for man of the match?
Also, Cavani.
So close. Tielemans, Casper, Fofana, any of those could have got it for me, to be honest.
Yeah, I think. And Ross, who's yours?
Well, I don't think Ndidi had a great game. And I don't know about any of yous. I thought he had a very poor first half. And then he, second half, not great. But for man at match, it's got to be Schmeichel, but Tielemans. And, you know, let's be honest, any other player, that might not have gone in. But Tielemans, what a strike it was. And Phil's obviously watching this at the minute. He doesn't usually come on your show. Why don't we get him on? He never comes on your show, Jamie.
No, you said this last week. No, he's got his own slots, so he likes to. Oh. He's old age, isn't he? Had a busy day yesterday.
Oh, Phil can't get this amount of viewers on his shows.
if it was me, I'd be going Kasper, just because of the two saves, really. And then closely followed by Tielemans, because that goal by Tielemans was absolutely stunning, wasn't it? To win an FA Cup final, Locks, with that kind of goal, unbelievable goal, wasn't it? Really,
worthy of winning any game, any final, whatever, you know. It's what a finish! I'm seeing Chelsea fans saying if Mendy was in goal, he would have saved it, would he? Heck, mate, that's pop bins.
No, come off, no chance.
No, and no, saving that.
I don't know if you heard Tielemans.
FA Cup goal, winning goal, wasn't it? From, you know, you think back to finals of the past. It was like a classic FA
Cup. Gerrard goal. Yeah, but yeah. I don't know if you saw his interview after the game. He said he had a text message. He said he had a text message in the morning from one of his mates, and it said, put the ball in the top corner, and he actually did it. So, quality.
He didn't mention me, but it was me that texted him.
you think you know everyone, don't you? How you doing?
I don't confess that at all.
He should have been down here for celebrations at the King Power.
Did anyone see the Twitter post from Nigel Pearson?
Yes.
Really nice, you know, nice touch that was by him.
Maguire as well.
Let's just calm down a minute, lads. Let's just get the main man in. Sean. Oh no, I can't get you in. Great.
Right, drop me out, Jamie. Drop me out. See you, lads.
All right, pal.
Get some clothes on.
Yeah, go and get some clothes on, please, Greg, if you don't mind.
It's a family show.
What did Harry Maguire say, guys?
Did Jamie just go?
Well, yesterday with Top and that. He said, we've got great ownership at Leicester.
We also met
Alan Birchnell yesterday after the game.
Yeah, Birchnell, so car park.
Great.
I pressed the wrong one, right? Right, let's go on. Let's get Sean. Where's Sean? Let's have a couple of minutes with Sean, the main man. Sean?
Champions of England, United Center, United Center, Champions of England, United Center.
Well done, Sean. I take it you're happy this morning, Sean.
Oh, amazing, amazing, big result there.
Come it on, was. Sean. How did you celebrate, Sean?
I was excited, nervous, and of course, I was, oh my God, they won!
did you have a little drink like most of us had a little drink or?
Oh, yes.
Oh, did you?
Good time.
You had a big drink, did you?
Yeah, big drink.
I bet you didn't drink as much as Lox. I bet Lox had a skinful.
Oh, God.
You're in bed by 11.
I bet.
Use this tap water.
I bet you weren't walking through the streets of Alcudi with the FA Cup, were you, Sean?
Jamie, you're in bed with it. Kicked his wife
well, I've not got a cup.
You've not got a cup?
No, but I need one.
I've got one. Good, Sean. Do you want one?
Jack, you've got a cup. Where's your FA Cup there? You've got it there somewhere, haven't you?
FA Cup, here.
I've got that cup as well.
It's a cup, Jack. It's not about the size that matters.
It's the quality. You
learn that in a relationship, Mark.
Oh, shut up.
Haley told me.
We'll go back to Loxie's being early for everything. Oh, no, late for everything. But so everyone is, well, you can't be, it's just over the moon, isn't it? There's nothing you can say, really. There's nothing else you can say about it. But there is one thing. Did you notice the results from yesterday that West Ham only drew, lads?
That means that
only Liverpool can get above us if they win all their games. So, Zach, what's it like for you now with the league position, with the trophy we've got, and the league position? Do you think we can do it? Do you think we can go to Chelsea and get a point and hope Liverpool drop some?
I think it's definitely possible now, especially with our results from today. I definitely think it'll bring confidence and go, you know what? We can finish the rest of the season, get some points off of Spurs, get some points off of Chelsea, and be able to finish the top four.
Yeah. Jono, do you think, I wouldn't say it's in the bag, Jono, but do you think Tuesday is probably as big game as yesterday was?
Yeah. I think it's just as big of a because again, because yes, winning FA Cup is amazing, but imagine if we get the FA Cup and get Champions League. That'll be just that's to win the Premier League, and that's like doing FA Cup and Champions League. So I think if we draw against Liverpool, who they got next? Is it Burnley?
Liverpool
have got West Brom.
Burnley and Palace.
Oh, come on, yeah. West Brom.
So basically, if West Brom win today, all we need to do in the next two games is draw one. Even if we lost one, if we draw one, we're fine.
Beat Spurs.
Yeah. It's not hard to beat Spurs, Jack. So, yeah.
We're from the point that we're going
to play. We've already qualified for European football, haven't we, through the league position, because we can't finish lower than six. But we go straight into Europa League winning the FA Cup anyway, don't we? So, is that right?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
I think the preliminary is kind of like what Arsenal did this past season when they won it last year.
Yeah, we don't talk about Arsenal on here, Zach. You should know about that.
Right.
Zach, you're swearing now talking about Arsenal and Spurs, pal.
I'll get banned for that.
Forest.
You what, Jono? That's even worse. I'll have to send you the rules and terms and conditions for coming on here. You don't mention Forest, Spurs, or Arsenal.
Sounds like my work.
Right, Sean, I'm going to let you go because somebody else wants to come on now.
One more thing there.
Go on.
If we beat Chelsea last night,
it'd be the treble.
We can beat Chelsea on Tuesday.
Yes, we can, Sean. Sean, just I'm going to put you on full screen. Get your flag out and sing your song again.
Sing champion, Sean.
Go on, sing the song, Sean.
Champions are being good. You must have seen that. You must have seen that. Champions are being good. You must have seen that.
Well done, Sean. Absolutely brilliant, pal. Sean, we'll see you on Tuesday, pal. See you later, mate.
Yeah.
Cheers for joining.
Cheers.
Here's Reedy. Let's bring Reedy in now. Reedy, how the devil are you, pal?
With his blue hair.
Let me speak.
Where's turquoise there?
Reedy, take your hat off.
How was Brighton, Reedy?
that doesn't look blue. That don't look blue, pal, from here.
It's that Marvel superhero, Quicksilver.
It ain't blue anymore.
It looks like a blue rinse, like your nan would have.
All right, Mads.
Yeah. Reedy, you're a bit late to the parade. What happened? Where you been? You've only just got up, pal.
I literally woke up about 5 minutes ago.
Yeah, you can tell. You can tell. Yeah.
I thought I'd jump on.
You went to Brighton, didn't you, Reedy? Get your money's worth on the coach.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Oh, dear. So, we're looking forward to Tuesday. Josh, do you think he'll make any changes for the game on Tuesday, or do you think he'll try and play the same team, Josh?
I think it'd probably go with a similar team. Maybe Ricardo for Thomas or... Yeah, but we don't have that many more options, really. Yeah, I think he'll go with the same team, to be honest. I think Chelsea will probably rotate, which probably they've got a bit more strength and depth than us. So it's going to be a bit harder, I think. But, yeah, it's as big a game probably as the FA Cup final, pretty much, for the league. If we win, then we're guaranteed. If we lose, then it depends on
squeaky
the
bum time. Squeaky bum time. Aidy, what do you think?
League to look at as well, haven't they? So.
Yes, they have. Aidy, what do you think? It's Tuesday.
Tuesday,
team-wise.
I don't think Evans will be risked. Obviously, that's one casualty I think we're going to suffer with. I don't think we know how far Ricardo is with his injury. I kind of thought he might bring him in yesterday, but maybe he's rested him for Tuesday. Maybe he'll get to come out. But I think we'll end up with a flat back four for some reason. I can't see Wes starting. I can't see Amati playing in there either. So I think we might end up with a 4-2. And Thomas in there at probably left back, and I think we're two up front again, 4-4-2. I don't think Madison or Perez might start, to be honest.
Someone lost the machines going.
Yeah, who's washing machines on?
Oh,
is that yours, Ada?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
Sounds like you're taking off, pal.
I was yesterday. I didn't miss the 20 minutes. So bum was killing.
I think we're all taking off. No. But yeah, Jack. Tuesday night, what do you think, team-wise?
It's a big game again. If one of them at top four, then we've got to win the game or even draw. A point would be good to then take it into the Tottenham game. I think he'll go for the same team as yesterday. If Perez doesn't play, I think Dennis Pratt will play, but Pratt will play where Tielemans played yesterday and then move Tielemans further forward. Ricardo will come in, I think, for Thomas. Give Luke Thomas a rest because he's done fantastic. All Brighton will play, I think. Just keep the same team and just keep the confidence flowing above the lads because look how hard they are at the minute. You know, they're sky high in confidence and it showed yesterday how much it meant.
It did. Just one last question before we go, Mark. Let's bring this one. Chowdhury, do you think he's off this summer? Because I thought when he came on, he did quite well yesterday, to be honest, when he came on, Mark. Do you think he'll be out the team he'll be sold this summer, Mark?
I think if the right money comes in, then we'll be saying goodbye to him. He can put a really good shift in, but he is a liability at times as well. If you're looking for a red card, then look at Chowdhury.
You don't have one.
When he came on yesterday, I was like, oh my God, this could cost us a lot. But luckily, he kept his head, he kept his patience. And I'm just hoping on Tuesday we don't turn up with big fat cigars in our mouths thinking we're the cock of the walk. Because that can bite you in the arse, do you know what I mean?
So the best part about Tuesday is there's going to be there's no away fans anyway. And the fact that there's 10,000 Chelsea fans is there? They're going to have to realise, obviously, us winning the FA Cup is going to be a great feeling. It's a shame, obviously, our fans are.
Lots, do you think they'll give us a guard of honour on Tuesday night?
Yeah, they won't be clapping us on this chance.
Yeah, they won't.
No. Not at all, mate. Not at all.
That was my dad that said that.
Jono, that was going to be the last question. I'll just ask you one more. Jono, have we got the best owners in the world?
By far. Yeah. I think it was a big middle finger up to every top six owner. Because it shows that you don't need money, you need a lot of spirit, and the players love him. Everyone in the city loves him. Even like other, when Schmeichel did an interview, he said every player who leaves Leicester misses Leicester because they miss the family atmosphere. So it shows that we've got the best owner by far in any league in the world.
Yeah. Zach, I take it there's nothing you can say different to that, really, can you, pal?
No, it's just from this perception that we're getting that we have here. It's like whenever they see Leicester City, they see the ownership, such as very, even though, yes, they're from Thailand, but they pretty much took the club and made it into their not only their own image, but also became a part of the community with all the things that they do for the schools, the hospitals, and everyone around them. So they're treating everyone like their family. And that's one of the biggest things that I really love about this club is just that it feels like a family, no matter if you're a game same staff, fans like us, and just it's one big family, and I love it.
It certainly is. Right, Zach, I'm going to let you go because it must be, what, nearly 5 o'clock there for you now. So we shall
speak. No worries. Have a good night, guys.
We'll speak to you again soon, pal.
Cheers.
See you later to my American Fox. See you later, pal. He's gone now. Rightio, lads. Who wants to have the last word? Blocks, come on. You have the last word.
No, Ross can have it. Ross can have it. Ross.
Well, I put it this way. At the King Power Stadium last night, it was a great, great feeling. I don't know if anyone watched it last night. I was live last night on Leicester Fan TV. It was the great feeling. All the fans went absolutely crazy as they would. People having traffic cones on their head. It was just insane.
Where else?
Was that you?
Was that you, Ross?
It was me, yes. Only a few times. It was, honestly, the best part about it was, on a serious note, I got to celebrate it with my dad as well. And my dad was only 12 years old when we last got to the FA Cup final. And obviously, the emotions yesterday when we won, it was just insane. And within an hour, it went from... And by the way, it's all cleared up now. You know, what the King Power Stadium. All cleared up, because it was an absolute mess last night. I'll take a photo and send it in a bit. But no, it was within an hour, there was no pavement next to the King Power Stadium. Great feeling. No one will ever take that away from us. And let's be honest, Wes Morgan cost £1 million. Vardy cost £1 million. Schmeichel cost £1.25 million, and the fact that they've won Championship, Premier League, and the FA Cup. All Brighton as well, yes. Didn't cost a penny as well.
Boots cost a free as well.
You mean these?
Oh, there we go. There's the picture. There it is.
Great picture.
Yeah. Great. Right then, Ross. To be honest, I'm struggling here with my throat and my hangover seems to be turning up now. It wasn't when I first got up. I'm struggling. I'm glad all you lot turned up because it made me stop talking, which was pretty
good. Just keep drinking, mate. It'll be sweet.
Josh, you're just about to go back, Josh. We're literally just getting up.
Yeah, it's 7:30 here, so I've got a few
So you're nearly bedtime.
We slept 2 hours last night.
Have you? You'll sleep well tonight. Right then, Josh, I'll speak to you again soon. Thanks for coming from all the way from Australia. It's been a pleasure to speak to you, pal. See you again soon. Cheers, matey. Jono, what you got planned for the rest of the day? You going to catch up on some sleep? Or drink some more?
No, I'm going to chill and watch TV and just smile all day. That's what I'm going to do.
Are you going to chill? Well,
Reedy, you look like you're about ready to go back to bed, pal.
You're on mute.
Sorry, I'm just about to wake up. I'm forgetting everything now, but yeah. on that Ross, though, like any other player for Chelsea that scored, I couldn't give two craps about them scoring. But because it was Chilwell that got denied.
It actually got given as a Wes Morgan own goal, officially. It was a Wes Morgan own goal, yes.
But it's just the way he celebrated.
Didn't it come off Wes Morgan?
Sean Chu cleared it, hit Wes Morgan in the knee, then went in.
Hopefully, it was leg again.
I mean, I'm glad Chilwell didn't celebrate the goal at all. You don't celebrate goals against your former club, do you, Locks?
No, not really.
Well, I mean, all of our ex-players seem to do it. So,
Kante hasn't, has he?
I don't think he's scored.
He scored against us, but he didn't celebrate.
No.
Well, Kante was saying
he was too scared to lift the Premier League trophy when we won it, so he didn't celebrate anyway.
Talking of trophies, has anyone seen me lift this recently? Come on!
it was nice that when Chilwell got the ball, the fans all booed him, but when Kante had got the ball, nobody booed him.
It's fantastic, Kante.
We respect Kante. That's why.
Lads, there's a photo. I haven't uploaded it yet. I didn't have time to do any search book. There's a photo of Madison saying something to Chilwell.
Yeah, I saw that.
And I just want to know what caption would have been. I said to Mark before we started, I bet Madison's saying, look at what you could have worn.
Oh, what? Wait,
you know what? Jim Bowen.
Jim Bowen.
Go on, Locks.
No, I was just going to say, like, with the comments that Chilwell's made, obviously, in the past few days leading up to the game, so it just seems he's a bit, like, bitter that we're actually a better team without him, I think. You know, that, I think he's a bit, you know, he's not too happy about that. So that's why he came out and said, I think he said, when he lost to us in the league, it was his lowest point of the season. And then there's not a game he's ever wanted to win more than this one. So, yeah, take that. Not bad.
It was a good one to watch more in.
But if you think though, lads, Maguire went, we got better. Chilwell's went, and we've got better.
Yep.
Should we just get rid of everyone? We'll be brilliant.
Let's just get rid of everyone and play the youth team. Righty, lads. I'm going to call that quits. Jono, much appreciated. Yeah. We shall see you again. Let me see you again soon. Here we go. Josh has just made a comment. Justin did better than Chilwell this season. So that's.
So is Thomas.
Yeah, he'll be back.
He was there in the changing room celebrating afterwards, weren't he? Right, Jono, we shall speak to you again soon. See you on Tuesday night, yes, pal, for watch along.
Right,
see you later, Jono, all the way from Newcastle. Ross, our Northern correspondent that's jumped over the border and gone into East Midlands today. You still there?
Yeah, we're checking out in 20 minutes. So, nice break in. Two hot chocolates. I'm absolutely dying. I'm still dying. I'm going to go and see my nana today. So
the breakfast in there is quite good because I've stayed in the Holiday Inn. It's quite decent, isn't it?
It is. It came, obviously, because you can't eat downstairs. You have to take it upstairs. And it come in one of them boxes.
Absolutely.
Ah, right.
Did you make the salad, Ross? Did you make him a salad?
No, I didn't go for the salad. But we went to Blues Bar yesterday. I had these ribs. And I had a full rack of ribs. I'll show you in a bit. A massive full rack of ribs. They're really nice, the Blues Bar food.
Me and Jack tried some pasties from Ross's rolls.
Yeah, yesterday I saw the Ross's rolls.
Is that why you look so shit, Reedy?
Yeah.
Chelsea boards.
Jono, sorry, Jono. Ross, we'll speak to you again soon, pal. Be good.
See you later, lads.
See you Tuesday night, yes.
Yep, Tuesday night.
See you later. Cheers for joining. Makes a change instead of you refereeing.
Yeah, well, I have a day off.
You've got to have a day off now and again, ain't you?
You can't take it when you get to our age.
Well, you're a bit older than me, ain't you? But anyway, right then. Aidit, we shall speak to you again soon, pal.
See you soon.
Cheers, pal. Right then. Locks, how the devil are you? What you got planned for the rest of the day?
I've got to pull myself to go to the gym, but I really don't want to. But
I might go swimming. You can miss.
I fancy a swim, swimming in the sauna. I think that'll be good. That'll be a good duo for
swim
today.
In champagne.
Yes.
Blimey! I've got 167 people watching on YouTube. Jesus Christ!
268 altogether, Jamie.
I know. Yeah, I can see that. Unbelievable figures this morning. I didn't expect anything else.
The last couple of days.
160 odd people watching a fat bloke from Leicester in Mallorca talk shit about football. Absolutely fantastic, isn't it?
Hold on.
There's five
the only
on here,
one
lots.
That's skinny is Reedy.
Yeah. Lots of
four.
The four wise men. Four of them all together. Right, Mark, we shall speak to you later. What you got planned for the rest of the day?
Getting ready to go to Leicester tomorrow.
Of course, cool. You are. Are you going to meet up with Jack?
I'll see you tomorrow.
I might pop in and see him. Yeah, you definitely won't see me tomorrow, Locks, because I'm going to the races, but you might see me Tuesday or Wednesday.
Jack and Locks live pretty close to each other, so you could kill two birds with one stone.
Oh, I just want to kill one bird with one stone.
Whoa.
we'll meet at Buck's Chippy. We'll meet at Buck's Chippy.
You can't beat that chippy. That is absolutely brilliant, that chippy is. It was. I don't know whether it's gone downhill.
Locks, let's bury the hatchet, yeah.
In whose head?
Jack Locks is a
knock. All right, then, lads. Mark, we'll speak to you again soon on Tuesday night. Yeah.
Ta-da.
See you later, lads. See you later, Mark. Reedy, I'm going to let you go because you're making me feel fantastic, to be honest.
Reedy loves it.
I thought I felt bad, but you've made me feel even better now. So I'm over the moon you've come on.
You're welcome. My voice is in. I'm not going to come on because my voice is gone, but yeah.
Yeah, that's. It looks like sounded like you've been eating stones last night. You got a gravelly voice.
Yeah, I have, yeah.
A bit like Sean Dyche talking like that. Well, that sounded more like someone down London that did. All right, mate. How's it going? All right, then, Reedy, we'll let you go, pal. You're going to get some beauty sleep. I think you might need it.
Thank you. See you in a bit.
See you later. Right, though, lads. Locks. Hey, up, Locks. Locks has gone mute for some reason.
I'm here.
I take it your missus was talking to you, saying, so anyway, oh, I want to go to the swimming pool.
Yes, mate. No, all right, then, pal. I'm in charge.
Well, no, are you really?
Yeah.
You might wear the trousers, but she told you which pair to put on.
That's it.
All right, then, Locks, we shall speak to you Tuesday with the watch along. Yes, pal?
Oh, yeah. I keep forgetting. Yeah, Tuesday. 8:15, is it, I think?
Quarter past eight. It's 8:15 kickoff. Strange time, isn't it, for some reason?
We'll go and do them a second time.
Yeah,
that'll be enough, I think. I think that'll be enough for Champions League, mate, a win on Tuesday.
I think it will be. I mean, we've got Phil's show Monday night, a watch along Tuesday night. You're doing your show Wednesday night, aren't you, Jack?
Yep.
And then you've got yours Friday night, haven't you, Blocks, reviewing the Spurs game. And then it's me again, then the Spurs game and me again. So is the Spurs game on Sunday? Is it being moved to Sunday now?
Sunday, 4:00.
It's the all 4:00, either.
Yeah.
Rightio. So I've got my pre-match aftermath show yet a bloody again. Rightio then, Locks. We shall speak to you later, pal.
FA Cup champions, boy! Get it!
Champion! Champion!
See you, mate. Thank you. Catch you in a bit.
Be good. Jack, right. Enjoy the show. Even though you were looking like Opper Smurf.
It don't matter. I put a stat out yesterday. 13 years ago, we were in League One, got relegated to League One, and then 13 years on, we're FA Cup champions and Premier League champions in the space of 5 years. So, yes. On the up.
We're on the up. We're back on the up, and we're on the upward curve. But I will leave it there, Jack. We shall speak to you later. See you on Tuesday night.
Yeah. Corn, you foxes.
That's what we want, isn't it? That's what we want. Right, it's been absolutely fantastic show. Much appreciated. If you're on Twitter or anything, please follow me on Twitter. I know there's 300 odd people watching me. I'd love to get all you 300 people on my Twitter page. So just follow me on the Fox's Arms, or even on Insta or Facebook. If you haven't subscribed, please like and share to Leicester Fan TV and help us grow. It'd be much appreciated. We're pushing 7,000. We only need about 120 more for 7,000. It'd be absolutely fantastic if you could. So all I've got to say now is ciao, ciao, adios, goodbye, top of the morning to you. Come on, Leicester, FA Cup champions after 137 years. Come on, you foxes, let's be having you. Come on.
Welcome to Leicester Fan TV. With special thanks to our pals at ADT Taxis, Feed Me, Piglet's Pantry, Tiger, Leicester Garage Conversions, Pink Vehicle Leasing, Hologram, The Fox's Arms, Moyer Weight Interiors, and our chosen charity, Memphis UK. We bring you the fans' views on the match each week, and your views matter to us. Join the fans' debate each match with us. Follow us at Leicester Fan TV.